producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
When you turn on, because I'll be honest with you, even 10 years ago, I'm a Christian, but I didn't believe this was as widespread as it is, even though I'd run into it as a teenager. When you turn on MTV or the NFL and it's a full-on Egyptian ritual or satanic ritual, and when you say it's satanic, they say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, and they're teaching it in school, and the UN and others are persecuting Christians worldwide and bending over backwards, even when it hurts their own interest, to wipe them out. And then you've got the infiltration of the major churches by the state. I think that's the most powerful testament out there, Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com, is that the world is persecuting real Christianity anywhere it's found. Why is that?
Well, I think there is both a direct satanic agenda, a revelatory agenda to the globalist persecuting Christians. They view that as the enemy. And then there's that inspirational view that even people who aren't directly involved, you know, get dark side inspiration. The more you get involved with sin and alternative lifestyles and things that go against God's commandments, the more susceptible you become to those types of inspirations. And so, obviously, a lot of these people who are involved in a dark New Age or satanic agenda don't absolutely know it's satanic. They've already dumbed down their conscience. They're filled with chronic bad judgment. And what speaks to their mind is often satanic inspiration. So they get down a path and it's very hard to come back. It's amazing to read some of the books on the New Age conspiracy and how people get trapped into that. And the few that have come out of that have given some very good descriptions of how you slowly get down into that area, and it's hard to come back. And, of course, you know, mind-altering drugs, Prozac and others, which dulls the divine center of conscience, has a great deal of effect in helping American people, or youth especially, who are on these drugs, get tied in with some alternate inspiration that is not good.
Well, the Bible talks about how the magicians, the occultists, would use pharmakia to open themselves up to this. And you look at how the system pushes these drugs that are in the hallucinogenic family on the public. The general public is under a trance. I don't know how we break them out of it, Joel.
Yeah, it's tough. One of the things, obviously, you don't get in public schools is discipline. You don't get any reminders about the workings of conscience. Those are the only salvation morally in the nation. Unfortunately, as you pointed out, our churches have become so soft. Soft-peddling the gospel, soft-peddling politics, everything is feel-good, social networking and friendship in our Christian societies. We really need to alert and train youth from their youth up about the workings of conscience. And I'm talking about the two major signals, the nervous feelings when something's not quite right, that's telling you to pull out, do something different, or the pushing feelings, the promptings to do something, especially when you don't feel like it. You know, if I had known those two signals and been able to really relate to them as a teenager, I would have got better grades, wouldn't have got into trouble, you know, with my peers. It's amazing how every time I made a mistake in my youth, I had a warning in conscience before, and I can go back and remember that I had a warning. That's what we need to train our youth in. It's not just catechism. It's not memorizing a systematic way to be good. It's listening to the voice of conscience, tying into that divine source of
inspiration. And that voice is never wrong. I realize in my life now that I'm always bucking against that voice, and the more I just go with it, I mean, that's the answer right there. How could people ignore something that powerful that's always right?
Well, it's interesting because it is a still small voice, as the Bible says. It's not a shouting, screaming voice. It's a tiny whisper, and it's so easy to disregard. And that's why it also takes a great deal of self-control.
You know, stay there. Incredible. A short segment, long segment coming up. I want to talk about that still voice, that the quiet place of the Most High.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Crimson Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
With Joel Skousen. I'm going to give the number out. He's agreed to stay with us for the entire hour. We'll start taking your phone calls actually in the next segment. Your specific question or comment directed at Joel Skousen. That's the topic that we're covering. It is a huge topic of preparedness, Ebola, Satanism being at the heart, this craven energy of destructiveness in the world system. Why have so many elites done things that are self-destructive in the end? Well, even if you don't believe in a physical God or a physical devil, the elite does. And so through humans' capacity to build things and to manifest things, it's real. Whether you believe it's real or not, because it's going on in the world. And I cannot tell you in my deep research over 20 plus years, 20 years on air, or like 25 years of research, that at the bottom of the rabbit hole, every time, You could call it a they live conspiracy, whatever. The elites believe that they are channeling off-world intelligences. And it fits the entity we read about in the Bible. And quite frankly, it pops up in a lot of other cultures as well. But most of those cultures end up following it, and it always says, build a pyramid and throw kids into a fiery pit. I mean, what is that, some genetic anomaly that whether it was Druids or whether it was Aztecs or other Mesoamericans in the Mayan culture or whether it was ancient Chinese culture, they find human sacrifices or they find human sacrifice all over Africa? What is going on here? What is manifesting? But notice the world doesn't want you to discuss that. And, you know, Joel is a former Marine Corps officer, fighter pilot, Vietnam, best-selling author. He's a very conservative guy in his own right. But he's saying at the bottom of the rabbit hole is this satanic conspiracy. And the atheists get so mad when you raise that. Well, listen, I'm sorry. As an anthropologist, if I was an anthropologist or a sociologist, there aren't really any atheist leaders. It turns out Lenin was incredibly superstitious and into astrology and the occult. Stalin was. Hitler was obsessed with it and believed he was conjuring Norse gods to give him power. I mean, that's in the mainline literature. They were doing human sacrifice at the SS Castle. I mean, just bizarre stuff. Look at the black uniforms, the death, every culture ends up doing this. And Joel, I want you to spend some time, because we never really do this, on what is at the bottom of the rabbit hole and how we pull the curtain back. Because you get my point that even if somebody doesn't believe in this, as sociologists or anthropologists, we can research the fact that elites are obsessed with dark gods that demand blood and that destroy civilizations. Why is that?
Well, it goes back to kind of the poison that Satan puts out upon the earth to protect himself. Just as if we find in the media, you are not allowed to bring up the subject of conspiracy, even nominally conservative organizations like Fox News, O'Reilly, Hannity, will come out and crucify you if you mention conspiracy, or they even hint you're heading in that direction, which to me shows that they're on the other side. They're not just rhino Republicans, they're actually on the other side masquerading as conservatives. But in the same sense, you look at the psychological profession. Psychiatrists cannot possibly help you in any great degree with mental problems because they are taught to deny the two most primal things that have to do with errant mental behavior. They deny discussion of your interaction with conscience. They'll never ask you, you know, what kind of signals you get for conscience, how you're interacting with it. They don't believe in conscience. They don't believe in divine inspiration or even satanic inspiration. And also, they don't believe in the innateness of the soul. And what I mean by that is that we each come to earth with innate proclivities built in, hardwired, not genetically, not biologically. It's a spiritual thing. It comes from the spirit that comes from before we live. My mother had 10 children. Every one of us children had a different spirit, same parents, same environment, same biology, same DNA, completely different children. That's innateness. And when you don't address people's innate set points, and some people are resistant naturally to the spirit of the Lord, to the voice of conscience. Some people are innately attracted to evil, and that can only be explained by, you know, spiritual proclivities that they picked up in their own you know, creative process. I happen to think that God, after creating spirits, you know, there's a lot of free market things up there. You're allowed to see what's going on Earth. You get influenced by things, and that's why Patton thought he was at Thermopylae, he was at the Greek battles. He believed in, or he thought maybe reincarnation explained that. But in fact, I think the spiritual innateness that we come to Earth with, you know, just like you, you have a passion, Alex, for liberty, and that's just not learned in school. That's not where I picked it up. It's not learned in school. We're inbred with some of those, and not equally. So I think to understand ourselves, our society, we have to get down to the basics. And too often the solutions we have, whether they're political solutions or religious solutions, are mechanistic. They're checklists. And that just doesn't hack it. You've got to tie into the source of truth. And as I was telling, it's a very still, small voice. You have to have a great deal of self-control to listen to that voice. Not only to concentrate, but, you know, if you fill your life with raucous music, loud hyperactivity, and you can't... I had to teach my kids, for example, to kind of just slow down in life. Take it easy so that you could hear the voice of the Lord when it was prompting you, and you had enough time to react to it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I notice that when I get calm and go out in the countryside, then I feel really moral and good and have clarity. But working and living in the city and running around, it's when I get sped up and crazed that I even catch myself having really evil thoughts and acting vicious and really turning into like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I mean, I've experienced it myself. And that's why the whole system is about speeding us up, confusing us, getting us angry, never letting us slow down.
And that's what rock music is all about. I don't care if it's got great melodies or a great beat. The point is it's too hyper. It's too all-consuming. And it literally drives away any ability to perceive the Spirit of God in your life. And I'm not talking about religious things. 99% of all that I get from God daily is about my temporal life, about this is right, this is wrong, or when I'm going through, you know, I get hundreds of emails a day from various sources around the world, and I have to sift through that. I can sense when I'm reading a story, that's not quite right. Yeah, that's right. Or this needs more research. Check that out. You know, you just get help. You feel that, I'm sure, as you go through the news. That's the Lord helping us determine truth and evil. And when you cut out that voice, when you tell that voice, oh, I don't want to hear that voice about weight control. I don't want to hear it about exercise. I don't want to hear that about discipline to my children. We're basically telling the Lord to get lost, and there's a penalty to be paid for that. I think he penalizes us in terms of the amount of truth that we get when we continue to tell him to get lost.
Wow, it's so incredibly huge. I guess the 60s terms would be heavy. But I was downtown this week looking at the big buildings, looking at the people, looking at helicopters flying around, and then a drone flew by. The drones are just all over the place now in Austin, you know, a little toy drone, smaller drone. And it was the fantasticness of consciousness and being alive on this planet. And then you see full-grown men only caring about Sports Center or only caring about, you know, partying. And I'm not on some high horse myself either. It's just that you really see how the whole world, the manufactured world, is meant to blind us from the real world going around in front of us. That's so fantastical that if we ever just slow down for a minute, it's awe-inspiring that we're alive and conscious in the middle of all this. Of course we're spiritual. Of course there's something much bigger. And the whole system is telling us, no, there is nothing bigger. Because it doesn't want us to question and say there could be a conspiracy, or question and say there could be more. We're being told, no, only what the world gives you. That's all that's real.
You know, I get a chance, fortunately, to get away from the computer two or three times a day when I go out in the country to and fly around the country to analyze people's property and help them in strategic relocation. And it's amazing how refreshing that is. I'm supposed to be working, and I do work hard, sometimes 14 hours a day with people, and they're constantly bombarding me with questions and, you know, give me the answers to these. But, you know, I still, when I'm out in the country, I come back refreshed. And I know you feel that way too, Alex, but it's incredible how we have to break this urbanization mold that the society is trying to push upon us and realize that you need to get out at the end of the day into a more tranquil environment.
Well, the Bible says the city's the place where you find the evil, and there is no doubt that it's just unnatural. And then you've got an unnatural system working through that unnatural template to try to break our basic human programming, the attack on men, on the family, on women, on children. It's so predatory. And I don't see how other folks can't see that it's predatory. Not that I've got all the answers or that you have it all, but just admit, folks, it's a predatory world system. We need to be analyzing it. We need to understand it. We need to not trust it. We need to double check everything it puts out and double check what we say. Just don't let these predators have their way with you. Be aware that the danger is increasing any way you slice it. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Joel Skousen, I'll take your questions for the balance of the hour. We've got some other news breaking as well. 800-259-9231. I'm your host, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Carlson is our guest. I'm your host, Alex Jones. There's a lot of breaking news on Infowars.com. Black conservative leader says Obama could declare martial law, cancel 2016 elections. They don't need to. The bureaucracy's already canceled the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Ebola camps. Fox analyst calls for quarantine camps in every city. And now Bloomberg has a bunch of medical officials basically calling for the same thing. Dallas nurse with video asks, is Ebola airborne now? Most of U.S. hospitals cannot safely handle Ebola patients. Sick passengers on Boston flight prompt Ebola scare. Hazmat crews on scene. 70 hospital staffers cared for Ebola patient. Ebola outbreak. UN worker dies in German hospital. Ferguson protesters hold surprise rally at Upscale Plaza. Shopping mall harassed shoppers and said they want them to be uncomfortable. This is becoming very racial, ladies and gentlemen. And, again, I'm against the Ku Klux Klan being racist, and I protested them. I'm also against other groups being racist towards white people. And that's kind of the idea that, like, the only form of inequity or evil in the world is from a white person. Well, that's just ridiculous. People act pretty much the same everywhere. There's different cultural variances, but it's just to say that someone's inherently evil because they're black or inherently evil because they're white is just asinine, and it's really getting bad. And a lot of really unsavory elements have gotten involved in the whole Ferguson situation now, and the police have acted out of control as well, but now they're getting shot. So this is becoming a destabilizing effect. And, Joel, we're going to go to phone calls from John in Oklahoma listening on KZLS and Joe and JD and Mark and Rick. But I want to start going to them at the start of the next segment because this is a short segment so we don't get cut off by a break. You write a lot about this in Strategic Relocation, the book. You talk about it a lot in the film. The way the establishment has created balkanization and exacerbated cultural and racial differences. And it really seems like this is getting worse than ever. What's your current take on that?
You know, there's a lot of talk about and hype about ISIS coming over the border and creating terrorist attacks. And I predicted that there will be no such attacks any more than there's been any other attacks for the last, well, forever, even since 9/11. And that's because this is controlled terror we're dealing with. You know, we got a wide open border with Mexico. What's to stop real terrorists from buying a ticket to Mexico and coming across the border and blowing themselves up in a shopping mall? The fact is that the American people would react very decisively and require that border be shut down tighter than a drum. And that's why they don't let the terrorists come across. And it proves that they are controlled. And that's why I'm saying the real purpose of that open border is this multicultural agenda, the increased crime, the increased stress, and to overwhelm conservative voting patterns in this country with the democratic socialist leaning voting patterns of uneducated Mexicans that come across.
And by the way, Blue State brags and openly admits that. I mean, they say, we will get your guns within 10 years, and the Democrats organize around race while telling everybody else they can't. I want to organize around liberty and freedom, but as you said, these are third world countries that have never been free. This country's in trouble.
Well, and the judges are upholding this. It shows that there's a conspiracy that goes clear into the judicial department because literally every judge where you take these cases to court to protest democratic registration or to enforce voter ID even, the judges are knocking down voter ID as if that's something unconscionable against the 14th Amendment, against people's rights. What? To require identification that you're an eligible voter? What could be more patriotic? What could be more American than that? But literally we have 100% of judges voting down those voter ID laws, which shows that they're under the Democratic agenda. Well, it's actually a globalist agenda. They do the same thing under Republicans.
The Democrats are the cutting edge, though.
Yes, they are. Now, it's telling, though, that they get some things done more than others. You know, this rumor about Obama going to stay in office and there's not going to be election in the future because he's going to take control has been going around for years, but it's bogus. Obama's a puppet. He's controlled by the globalists. And they know that there's a groundswell of reaction against Obama. They're not so stupid as to keep Obama in power. They're going to give us a controlled Republican next time around. I'm predicting that not only will Hillary Clinton run, but she will be defeated. I think the powers that be really like to have a compliant puppet as president, not someone like Hillary who really will try to run the presidency. But I think they really want to give relief to the country, a false relief in the form of a controlled Republican Of course, they're trying to shove Chris Christie at us, who's another it's shades of what happened when they wanted Rudy.
Finish your U.S. Political view when we come back, and we'll go right to calls. But you can see them also organized with the Republican leadership and Democratic leadership to destroy the real libertarian constitutional Tea Party movement. And you see Rand Paul being demonized as well. We'll get Joel Skousen's take on election 2016 and your calls. Joe, JD, Mark, John, Rick, everybody, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 8th, 2014, gold opened at $12,1880. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12,6360, $631.80 for a half ounce, or $315.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $12,6360, $631.80, and $315.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I will stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Then it fell apart.
You're listening to InfoWars. Because there's a war on for your mind. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News with our incredible news team of reporters and researchers. And don't forget the Sunday show live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'll be live next Sunday. David Knight was live this Sunday. Folks have probably noticed I've been missing a day here, missing a day there. I've had some family illness issues with my grandmother. Been helping take care of her with my parents. She's 89. And I've been dealing with that and some life transition things with her and a bunch of other family stuff. It seems to come in waves. You'll have more stuff go wrong with your family in a year and happens in 10. And then you'll have more good stuff happen in a year that happens in 20. It's just It's one of those times, best of times, worst of times. But thank God we've got David Knight, who can do just as good a job or better than I, and Paul Watson's here visiting us from England, and the rest of the amazing crew. This radio crew is the best I've ever had by leaps and bounds. Just the whole operation, I thank God for them all. And I'm humbled to be here, humbled to have our sponsors, humbled to have our affiliates, humbled I have our just wonderful, wonderful listeners that are not just listeners, that are activists for freedom. I burn with a desire for all my foibles and all my warts to not be a slave and to not like to see con artists hurting innocent people. I just don't like bullies. And the New World Order Luciferian trash are just cosmic con artists. That's what my grandfather would always call. He'd go, you know, Satan's a con artist. A cosmic con artist who's conned all his people. He's going to save them. So that's the thing. People, that they don't think the devil's going to lose, folks. And meanwhile, they want to convince you it doesn't even exist, so you're not even in the ball game. They win by default. I don't want to go off and start preaching. We're going to go back to Joel to finish up his 2016 points, and we're going to go right to your phone calls. Again, John in Oklahoma listening on KZLS will be first here in just a moment. But first off, we have the proprietary Super Nation Iodine that doesn't have the alcohol or other fillers that taste so horrible. Turns bright blue on paper, not black or red, because it's real iodine. From the 99.999 crystals, from multi-million-year-old ancient crystal deposits, 7,000 to 12,000 feet under the ground. It literally, when we manufacture it on a hot plate, it's manufactured in a big facility, but if you put a crystal in a petri dish or a beaker and heat it up past 90 degrees, it turns into purple gas. This just goes through your body, and basically your whole body operates on it. The globalists are obsessed with it. They don't want you to know about it. It's changed my life health-wise, what it's done for my thyroid, my blood, my energy, detoxing, immune system. And we've never done this because it's our best seller, but Anthony had the idea. He said, listen, let's make it even more affordable. It's double the strength, half the cost of leading competitors that aren't even the real Nason Iodine. Survival Shield X2, 5% off with promo code NOW. NOW at checkout, 5% off with promo code NOW. You can also get perpetually 10% off on all the ProPure G2 stainless steel gravity-fed filtration systems that blow away the competition side by side. We have all the scientific tests and videos and mainline labs and all the test results side by side with leading competitors at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We have the lung cleanse. We have so many other great products at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And don't forget, we have the film I produced with Joel Skousen, Strategic Relocation, almost 3 hours. And then it integrates in with the color book. It's like a big coffee table book, just jam-packed with data, Strategic Relocation, the book, and the Secure Home 3rd Edition, the latest that's out as well by Joel Skousen, the worldwide top consultant on secure homes to the elite, you name it. He's the expert, and we've got the film and the two books available discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. It's just good to start thinking about this stuff. Start out with the book, the video, mull it around your brain, and just think about it. That's what I've been doing, and I've made a lot of preparations. Some solar, a well, a wall, the firearms. Not because I'm living in fear, but because I'm trying to live prepared like all my ancestors did. Everybody canned food. Everybody knew how to be self-sufficient, or you were a loser. Now almost no one knows how. Well, you can at least have water filtration and food and know how to defend it. Because the plan is to incrementally collapse the society. The plan is to force you into the cities for a reason. Now, going back to Joel, and I'm going to get to calls. Again, thank you for spending so much time with us, Joel. The website's worldaffairsbrief.com. He's the editor-in-chief there. Finishing up on what you see in 2016, then I want to go to calls.
Well, they always start out trying to give us a phony Republican, like they started out with Rudolph Giuliani, a cross-dresser, globalist involved in 9/11. The conservatives would have none of them, and so they resurrected McCain in 2008 just out of nowhere in order to stop Mitt Romney from getting into the position. 6 Democratic newspapers endorsing John McCain. And then Of course, in 2008, they couldn't stop Mitt Romney, so they had to pull about 8 million to 10 million votes in order to defeat him. I mean, here's a guy who was bending over backwards to please the establishment, ignorant about conspiracy, and yet they still didn't want him in the White House because they didn't have dirt on him. They couldn't control him. That's the same thing that's going to happen to Rand Paul coming up. They can't allow him to be in the White House, no matter how much he bends over backwards to say Republicans need to reach out to Hispanics and to blacks and to every other minority. He's really trying to compromise to get ahead so that he can avoid what happened to his father. It won't do any good.
They got his phones tapped. They know he's real.
Well, that's right. But what I'm saying is that he's not going to get in. He's going to be the man to beat, I predict. But the fact that Mitt Romney is surging back into popularity shows that nobody's enthused about Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio yet. We're going to see a litany or a progression of them throwing us prospective candidates with push polling. You know, it's just like in the last election. They had five people coming up one after another, whether it was Santorum or Newt Gingrich or the rest, that they said, oh, suddenly surging 40% in the poll. It was falsified. When they would collapse in the next primary, they'd surge another person like Herman Cain. He would collapse. They'd surge Santorum again. We're going to see that same thing again. They'll keep trying candidates until they find somebody that will stick with the community to beat Hillary Clinton.
What would they do if a Rand Paul really got in?
Well, boy, I'll tell you, that would be tough. I don't think that's even a possibility just because they control votes at the national level now. State votes are counted at the national level, and they can simply eliminate as many millions of votes as they want electronically.
That's right. VNS has been merged into another shadowy group, all secretive. They do compile them all at the federal level.
And nobody can trace it. But I think if you had somebody like Rand Paul, who's very strong-minded, who is trying to compromise, but he would be a pretty strong libertarian president once he's in, they'd have to assassinate him probably to control him, because otherwise it's quite difficult.
Yeah, I've known Rand Paul since 1996. He is for real. He is compromising on a lot of fronts, but he's pro-Second Amendment, pro-sovereignty. He's done a lot of good things. What do you think of the Texas Senator Ted Cruz?
Well, Ted Cruz has said a lot of things. You know, his wife is tied to, you know, some of the big banks.
Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs. I don't think he has enough gravitas. He's certainly not savvy enough about the conspiracy to really do us some damage or do some damage to them. But he is a force to be contended with. Mike Lee is also a lightweight. His father, Rex Lee, the Solicitor General, was a pretty good compromiser, pretty bad compromiser in terms of not sustaining the Constitution when he was Solicitor General.
Sure, but he was good at compromising, which is bad. I get your point.
Yeah.
I think we focus so much on presidential runs, though. What about taking back counties and cities? That's where I've seen where we can have a real effect. Look at Agenda 21. Just by people realizing there's a conspiracy, it's turned a lot of it back.
Yeah, I'm in complete agreement. I really don't think they're going to let us control the national election ever again, nor congressional elections except by a fluke here and there. But it's at the local level, both local legislators and county commissioners, where we can sustain constitutional sheriffs. That's another area that we really need to make sure we get principled sheriffs into office there. They're the last line of defense towards protecting our free rights. And you and I are going to need those someday when the SWAT teams show up at our doors. We need friends to be able to call a sheriff to say, back off, feds. You don't have jurisdiction here.
Well, we're seeing that more and more, even in big cities in Texas, where the county sheriffs and judges are saying, we're not going to go along with the gun confiscation, and have ordered the sheriff's department to resist it. That's not radical. That's default position that would stop all this. I want to go to calls. One final point. In my gut, or my spirit, I feel like if we educated enough people about the true nature of the conspiracy, which is so public now, where, you know, Warren Buffett and Ted Turner and Bill Gates all get caught meeting secretly to discuss life extension technology and world population reduction, ABC News, London Guardian 5 years ago. A few months ago, Peter Thiel, the billionaire Bilderberger, says, I want to live forever. There it is, Peter Thiel, the billionaire tech entrepreneur on a mission to cheat death. When you get to the bottom of the rabbit hole, They all believe they're going to transcend humanity, that it's about to happen. They're going to accept a robot computer takeover. I mean, I say this fiction-based, but it's like aliens from the fourth dimension are speaking to these people, convincing them to build a technological kill grid that will reduce the world population, and they're telling them they're going to get eternal life out of it. That sounds like a science fiction plot from a horror movie or something. And now they're very public about it. 15 years ago, when I was reading their internal writings or more scholarly documents, that's all they talked about. But now, Joel, they're so public about it's the end of humanity. It's an evolution. We're going to transcend. We're going to get rid of almost everybody, and only a tiny group will live forever. And you've now got kind of the scientific elite for the first time embracing through revelation of the method the externalization of the hierarchy, and actually saying, we want to join you and live forever. So I'm seeing a decompartmentalization from the top level into the mid-level and into pop culture, even if it's at a subconscious level. Why do you think they're being so public now about their master plan?
Well, I think they're confident now. I mean, the mere fact that they've kept up on the CFR website the speech by James Jones admitting to conspiracy, admitting that he gets daily marching orders as the National Security Advisor from Henry Kissinger and Associates. They keep it right up on the website. It's still there.
He said, I get my daily marching orders from the CFR and Henry Kissinger.
That's right. Passed down through Brent Scowcroft and Sandy Berger, his associates. I mean, right there in public, and they haven't removed it. And of course, no media ever made an issue of that. No media talked about it, but the conspiracy is very confident that they can beat us now. And so what we've really got to do is, you are absolutely right. The only way to save this nation is not through restoring the Constitution. And I'll tell you why. I'm a constitutionalist. So was my uncle Cleon Skousen. But look, the lawyers themselves say, hey, I don't care if you restore the Constitution. We know how to interpret that. You can't restore the it's already there. They just simply disregard
it. They won't defend it. They've had a revolution against us.
That's right. And so only preaching and giving credible evidence about conspiracy, and thank God we've got so much evidence in 9/11 to actually button down the case.
That's why that's the big no-no. Never say that they could be bad. Never say investigate them. Never explain their master plan. They want to bring out their master plan in their words and sell it. They don't want us beating them to the pass.
That's right. And so we are reaching a lot of people. You're reaching a tremendous amount of people, Alex. And I'll tell you, I have people almost every day call up and say, I saw you on a video with Alex Jones. I mean, that video has had so much play around the world. It's incredible, Alex. And we'll have to do another one sometime.
We need to do it. We need to do it, Joel.
I really enjoyed being in studio with your great staff.
Well, you're awesome. We love having you here and going out to dinner as well. Another question, because we got to go to calls. I've been hogging the time, is why do they let us live and operate? I mean, your plane crash, and you survived a miracle. Even mainstream news said, you probably don't think that was a setup. Might have been. I've had them openly threaten me and openly attack me physically before. But I mean, I think God is in control. And I think that's the reason we're still alive, Joel.
Yeah, you know, we're losing most of the battles. We're gaining some, but the powers that be are corrupting more. But I think, even though God can't overwhelm a nation that perhaps deserves some tribulation to come, at least he can protect those of us who are trying to fight for liberty, and I feel the protection of the Lord.
Yeah, that's it. And I don't feel like I deserve it. It's very humbling. Let's talk to John in Oklahoma, listening on 1640 in Oklahoma City. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alex. Joe, you hit a really responsive note with me when you said that people should now be looking for some kind of refuge outside the cities, because for about the next two years, I've been talking to people in this city of Enid, Oklahoma, who are good churchgoers, very nice, likable people, that they should pool together their resources with two or three other families and go out into the way out outside the cities and start looking for abandoned farms to reactivate. And because it's going to take about a year to reconstruct and add solar panels and windmills and stock them up with freeze-dried food for a couple of years and megavitamin therapy, supplements, I should say, and all kinds of things necessary for them to survive at least a couple, 3 years without reentering society, so to speak, or what's left of it.
And let me throw that out, because we're going to skip this network break. the elites themselves, we didn't get into that, but that's even in mainstream news. But Joel told me about it a decade ago. They're all building armored redoubts or leaving the country or building fortresses in the Ozarks. They're digging in as well while telling us we shouldn't be dug in. Do you have a specific question for Joel Skousen?
Yeah, I understand. Are you in real estate, Joe?
No, but I do have an associate, Todd Savage, that runs strategicrelocation.com, which is a survival realty site. I highly recommend people go there to try to find real good preparedness properties.
Yeah, what Joel does is he's an expert in not just in the U.S., but all over the world on safer areas to live and the pluses and minuses of those areas.
But I don't actually find specific property people. I consult with them. I will give them opinions if they find property and want me to analyze it. But I don't have time to actually go out and...
All right. Thank you so much, John. Please spread the word there in Oklahoma City about the broadcast. Great to hear from you. Another great affiliate out there. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex and Joel. Kind of envy those who do have an escape plan. My finances kind of prevent that, but that's not really the point of my call here. I actually just kind of wanted to gather your thoughts about last year's repealment of the Smith-Mundt Act. That is the law that prevented the State Department from disseminating internally authorized news stories to the general public. And I think it's because of that why we're seeing a lot of hype in Ferguson and a lot of hype in, regarding ISIS, maybe a little bit regarding Ebola. But I think that's kind of a factor to consider.
Well, I know that they've repealed laws to engage in domestic propaganda, but that was already going on. But explain it to me like I'm 5 years old. I don't quite get your point.
Okay. Well, what I'm noticing is that
How would the State Department not issuing its internal propaganda cause something in Ferguson?
Well, what I'm meaning is that it's because of that is that now I've been seeing certain, just the way the news is being disseminated about it. It's really kind of, really one-sided in it.
Oh, like, yeah. I mean, they've got the CIA and the Pentagon on record. And they had to hide it in plain view or the military would rebel. So the best way they hide this evil is just to do it out in the open like it's no big deal, that they are engaging in psyops and deception and that they're, quote, going to target alternative media with infighting, cognitive infiltration, setting people up, disinfo stories, FBI informants making stuff up about you. I mean, they are out in force now. They're definitely putting their people on the street to come after folks. Joel Skousen, your comment on that?
Well, I don't see any actual effect of that legislation because the State Department has been corrupt for many, many years prior to that and never would tell us the truth anyway. The media has also been controlled for decades. I really see that there's been a seamless disinformation pattern that's only continuing, not that there's been any particular cause and effect from that particular legislative change.
Yep. Interesting, though, caller. Thank you for calling. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air with Joel Skousen.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex and Joel. Thanks for all your great work. Goes without saying, but thank you anyway. Alex, you've mentioned in recent weeks about a laboratory where there were pigs and sheep that were kept in two different locations in the laboratory, I believe, or they were sharing the same space. But one of these creatures or types of creature, either the pigs or the sheep, spread the Ebola to the other group.
Yeah, no, that was in Africa. I forget which country. It's mainstream news years ago. And it was in 2012. There was a CDC report on it. It spread from monkeys to pigs. And they had another study where it spread from pigs to something else. But they believe that was just in the pigs sneezing or the monkeys sneezing, and then it drifts over. It's not truly airborne.
If you go to 1990, go into their archives of public broadcasting systems, PBS.
Yeah, we played the clip where it went airborne monkey to monkey in a facility, but it was not a type of Ebola humans can get. But, yes, I'm aware of that Nova special. Cue that clip up, guys. Is that the point you're getting to?
Actually, from there all the way up to the present, Alex and Joel, the lady, the nurse that treated Mr. Duncan contracted Ebola with full precaution. So by process of elimination, I don't think it being very likely. I think it being definite that she caught it through her breathing, because that was the only inlet in that room from the man's condition.
But see, it could get on the face mask, and then she goes in another room and takes it off with her hands or touches it. Let's go to Joel Skousen and get his take on this. Joel?
Yeah, the reason that has to be true, the break in the protocol, is that it clearly isn't just physical contact, but certainly if you have his micro drops on your mask and you put your hand up to take the mask off, and or even touch your gloves as you're taking your gloves off and then touch your mouth, et cetera, you can contract the virus. But we know, at least so far, from the other people that have been incubated, that it isn't being transferred very easily simply by being in the same room. I think it has to be micro droplets, either through laughing or spitting.
But it's more transferable than the CDC's been saying, that someone needs to vomit right on an open wound to get it. That's just over the top.
Absolutely true.
Thank you, caller. Good to hear from you. Rick in Texas, you're on the air with Alex Jones and Joel Skousen. Thanks for calling.
How are you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Listen, Joe, Alex, you probably won't remember, but Joe, you might. Back in 67, 68, the Rolling Stones came out with an album called Satanic Majesty's Request. And there was a song that they did called Symphony of the Devil. Now, back in those days, in that psychedelic rock thing that was going on, and I remember because I was right in the middle of it, you gave your soul up. And what you did on acid, you listened to these albums, and I mean, the Beatles, there was Crystal Blue Persuasion, all these groups back then, you would get a reward. And when you gave your soul up, I never did. I couldn't do it. But
by the way, John Lennon began to criticize it and say it was a satanic conspiracy. I've heard the recordings. I ought to play them here. I mean, they're out there, and that's when they went and killed him, from my view, is when he started, you know, turning against him. But definitely out there that's going on. I mean, most of the rock and roll and music, I don't think that's what's going on. But definitely some of those groups are on record saying that's what they were doing. Let me get Joel Skousen's take on that.
No, I completely agree with the caller. The Rolling Stones have had considerable documentation about the satanic and occult connection. But almost any of the great, whether it's from the Bee Gees or the Beatles, you know, have had their boost from some unknown source that really ties in there. And it's not very obvious. You can't prove these things by ordinary biographies. But the people who knew them and were close to them have been able to document that something happened once they made a pact and went forward and rocketed to success. And part of it, of course, comes from the satanic inspiration in driving both words and music.
Satanic inspiration, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about. Rick, thank you. JD in New Mexico, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for the time, Alex. I actually have a question aimed to Joel, but I would love to get an answer from you as well, Alex. I'm a believer of the post-tribulation rapture. I was wondering how he feels if we're in the tribulation as of right now.
I actually do not. I think the tribulation becomes much more horrific later on, probably after this nuclear preemptive strike on American military. We get us into a global new world order, and the globalists give an order that we need to lock up those people who believe that we were responsible for this war, or responsible for 9/11, lock up conspiracy believers. I think constitutional conservatives and conspiracy believers will be the Jews of World War III, and that's where the real serious tribulation against real fundamentalist Christians who believe in truth take place.
Powerfully said, because all the real preparation, not just here but worldwide, is not for radical Islam. They're funding that. It is to go after people that will not, you know, endorse abortion and endorse death and sign on to Satan.
And I think the Savior has to come really to save the world that is almost totally under the grip of Satan, except in pockets of resistance, which are probably crying day and night for deliverance.
Yeah, does that answer your question, caller?
Do you believe that the rapture is going to be post-tribulation?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, a five-year-old could read the Bible. I mean, I'm sorry. See, it says that. I mean, the beast wages war on the saints and overcomes them. I mean, it's right there. That
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.